Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Looks like you're ready to jump in the car there. You've got that Bomarito checkered shirt on with the sponsors on it. You're ready to go.
Ready to go. We're a week out.
We are a week out, and it's a lot of fun. I got to go last year, and it is a lot of fun to go see those cars. It's an amazing thing to see. How are ticket sales going for this year?
Ticket sales are doing well. We're expecting a record crowd. The weather's supposed to be great. Looks great, no rain. And it's a two-day event this year. There's four races, plus we got vintage IndyCar out there. It's going to be quite a weekend.
So tell us about the 2 days of festivities. It starts then on Friday.
It starts on Friday. It's mainly practice and qualifications. You've got K&N NASCAR, you've got Mazda Pro, Indy Lights, and then you've got IndyCar. And they'll practice and then qualify on Friday. So Friday's a very exciting day also.
Yeah, you know, you think about the race itself as being so exciting, but the qualifying and the practice can be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, they actually lean the cars out during qualifying, especially practice. As time goes, they bring the wings up a little more. They kind of cheat during practice to get speeds. But by the time you qualify, your car's got to be right within the right rules.
Right.
But they lean them out, and you'll see a lot of speed on all the cars on Friday.
Wow, that sounds exciting. And then what about the plans for Saturday? The race, of course, but a lot leading up to it?
Yeah, Saturday's the whole weekend's going to be big, but Saturday, it's the first time, you know, the track brought in more races. So there's actually four races plus vintage IndyCar runs on Saturday. So it's a full day of racing.
Talk about the vintage Indy cars. That's kind of neat. Most of us grew up watching Indy, and you see those vintage cars. That's pretty cool.
It's very cool. Most of the cars that you see were the cars that we grew up watching. Mm-hmm. And most of those cars are privately owned, and, I mean, they're expensive, and they still run, and they run them fast.
Wow.
There's something to see, and you can get right up close to them and take pictures with them, touch them.
And when you get up close to them, they're really cool.
Yeah, boy, it's come a long way. If you look at the cars today versus the cars back then, the safety, the speeds, I mean, to think, and it wasn't that long ago that those cars were running on the track, and they, you know, there was a lot of crashes weren't good.
No.
The cars today, the survival rates, strong, and, you know, guys walk away hitting something at 230 miles an hour.
Yeah, you'll see some accidents, and you'll think there's no way they're walking away from that, and they do. It's amazing what they do.
They do. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but sometimes they crash during practice, put the car back together, and the next day they're running again.
Wow. Visiting with Chuck Wallace, he's the Vice President of Bomarito Automotive Group. And now you have also this Bomarito Hospitality Suite, which if you want to go see a race in style, this is the way to do it. Tell us about that.
It's a great way to see the race. It's our third year doing it, and normally we've not invited the public. And we've had so many people call and ask about it, we decided to open it to the public. It's a limited space. You can go to bomarito.com and click on the tile there, and you can see there's a video and there's pictures of it. But it's a one ticket gets everything. So you've got Sugar Fire Barbecue, you got beer and wine all day long, refreshments. You can get away from the sun, private bathrooms, pit, paddock. You access to pretty much everything, and then you also get the seat too. You get a great grandstand seat, so it's not just the hospitality. Mm-hmm. You can roam about the complex and do just about anything you want to do.
And you also get pit row access before and after the race. That's got to be really cool.
It's really, really cool. Unlike most other sports, you can get right up close and personal with these guys. Mm-hmm. When you're in the garage or the paddock area and they're working on the cars, the drivers are there, the engineers are there, the owners are there. You know, you've got transporters to look at, you know, and it's really not a lot of money, and it's very, very fan friendly, and it's good for kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, the kids can get right up there with you and look at everything.
And when you talk about this race, you're in the home stretch of the season. You've got there are three races, including the Bomarito race left, right?
Yes.
And so you've got some guys. This is going to be super competitive. These guys are coming down to the wire, and they need some points.
Yeah, they love it here because you've been there. It's electric. The fans, but the racers really love it because it's here. We're in the Midwest, and it's an oval.
Yeah,
it's the last oval of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if you follow racing, and if you don't follow racing, the guys, if you're running a road course or you're on a street course, it's hard to pass. You know, normally the car that's, you know, with 10, 15 laps to go, unless they run out of gas, that chances are that car is going to win. Whereas on an oval track, the lead will change 5, 6, 7, 10 times with 5 laps to go.
Where do you like to watch a race from? I sat last year kind of down in turn one a little bit, and it was a great vantage point. Where do you like to watch a race from?
I like to watch the race on the second level of our hospitality area. It's, you know, the first level is fence high. It's right coming out of turn four between the grandstands and turn four.
Mm-hmm.
The first level's fence high, so you're already on top of the track.
Right.
And then the second level, 16 feet above that. So you can see the entire track. And honestly, you can see the entire track from just about any seat at the raceway.
That's one of the nice things about Gateway, is that you can see the entire track from about anywhere.
Yeah. And the track itself is really tricky. It's an oval, but it's egg-shaped.
Yeah.
So one and two are a lot wider than three and four. So, you know, the car's got to be set up for both of those, and it's a lot more challenging.
All right, so where do we need to go to find out more, to get our tickets, and then what are the times of all the festivities?
Go to bomberito.com. There'll be a schedule there. Go to bomberito.com, click on the tile about racing. You can see a video, pictures of our hospitality area, and all the information about the race the whole weekend.
Okay, and over 40,000 the first 2 years, more than that this year.
Yeah, we're pushing it, and it's good. And, you know, there'll be a lot of tickets sold between now and then because the weather forecast is in.
Yeah.
A lot of people wait to make sure the weather's going to be good, and it looks like we're going to have a great weekend. And we pull from all over. We get a lot of people from Indianapolis, Chicago, Kansas City, Kentucky. So we expect a little uptick.
And if you're worried about parking at all, don't. It's easy in and easy out. It's amazing how they get those people in and out of there.
Yeah, the track has done a great job. They've invested greatly in tracking the operation. They've done a lot with parking and a lot with getting in and out.
Yeah.
It won't take you long to get in and out at all.
It's a great time. It's the Bomberito Automotive Group 500. It is Saturday, August 24th at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. Chuck Wallace, Vice President of Bomberito Automotive Group, thanks for stopping by. Have a great race.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Coming up next on Total Information AM, we'll check the news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.